to you, Dave. Hey, Ron. Safe travels, man. It's a dangerous world out there in the fights, but, you know, it's not you, it's them. Yeah, I've been on bikes since I was like 13 years old, so, yeah. Just be safe. Keep hydrated with those temperatures. Hopefully they go down for you, my friend. Hopefully the temperatures go down, you know, especially when you're wearing all that gear. You know, it gets so hot. And, what else? What else was I going to say? Dave, the butternut. You know, that was my first antenna I ever had, was a butternut, and that was like 36 years ago. And, you know what? I still use it. I still have it. I did have to replace one of the tubes on it. Got kind of the one where the, there's a ceramic insulator in there. The one on top of the ceramic insulator, I had to replace that. I just got too whacked out, you know, from the wind and whatnot, but I replaced that. But everything else is original. And man, well, then there's the wire at top, on the top, you know, for the 15 meters. I replaced that with something a little sturdier. I think I used 14 gauge electrical wire. But I love that antenna. Man, it just works. I've talked all around the world. Matter of fact, I even talked to myself one time. My signal went all the way around the globe, you know, all around the poles, and come back, and I heard myself. Like, wow, that's crazy. But I do have a dipole, and it's 58 feet long, somewhere's in there. And I use that for 160, 80, and it'll tune into other stuff too. I mean, the butternut will tune for 80. But it's a lot quieter. When you get to those low bands, it's a lot quieter than my vertical. So, but with that, thanks for doing the net, Dave. And everybody have a great week. And Ron, be safe, my friend. Back to net control, NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, the Hustler 6BTV vertical was my first antenna when I moved to this location where I was before. I had all kinds of room to do dipoles, and I had an open wire fed zap that worked just fabulous, but I could not figure a way of what I was going to do for antennas here. So we put the 6BTV vertical up and used it. It worked very, very well. It's not a very good antenna for shorter distance as far as the around a seat, and that's one of the ones you really need the dipole for that. But I took it down and I put up the butternut, and like you say, the butternut's pretty good. It's pretty easy to tune, each band. The Hustler takes a little more finesse. You got to do a little more work on it, but you decide to do it. You do the you work from 10 meters and work from 10 meters to go from there. Once you get one, then you go to the next, and it's not too awful bad. So I've got a lot of experience with that one. Minnie, KDAPZ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ, and Ron, you have a good trip and safely, and enjoy yourself. Anyway, other than that, not too much going on this week. Like I say, next week it's a little busy, but other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8PAZ, back to W8DW.